Here's what you can look forward to in today's episode.
Is the business like a real business, or is it pretty more of a school exercise? In other words, is there anybody buying anything?
Yes, actually, if your business does really well, you can actually make profit off of your business. If you are able to market well and have a good base and a good idea, you're able to, and you can get funding and investment pretty much.
All in high school.
All in high school, yes.
Gosh.
Over the last decade, the market research industry has been disrupted. Our largest agencies are struggling to keep up as their customers turn to newer, faster, and cheaper data sources. Now, we are on the edge of yet another major market shift. Now is the time for us to reassert ourselves as the rudder of the brands we love. Thank you for tuning in to the Happy Market Research Podcast, where we are charting the path for the future of market researchers and businesses. Hi, I'm Jamin Brazil, and you're listening to the Happy Market Research Podcast. Today, my guest is Gabby Villa, a student at the Patino School of Entrepreneurship. Patino develops entrepreneurial skills through a project-based curriculum. Gabby, thank you very much for being on the Happy Market Research Podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute privilege. You are our very first high school student that we've had on the show.
That's very cool. I'm excited.
I am too. Well, maybe you could tell us a little bit about where you've grown up.
So I grew up on the east side of Fresno in Kalawa with my two grandparents and my dad. Both my parents worked at the time, but they were divorced. So I mainly stayed with my grandparents. So I was raised by my grandparents and grew up there, learned Spanish as my first language. And as going to school, I had to learn English and adjust to all the different standards that they had.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? So growing up with your grandparents, I spent quite a bit of time at my grandparents growing up too. They had a really small, like I want to say it was 5-acre farm. We did some produce to farmer's market, you know what I mean? Like vegetables and whatnot. And Saturdays were farmer's market for us back then. It was fun. Did you guys do anything like that growing up?
Well, my grandpa had his own little garden in the back, so yeah. And a bunch of trees. So we would attend those. And then we did the cherry auctions as well.
Cherry auctions. That's nice. Here now, I don't remember. Is our cherry auction locally?
Yeah, the swap meet, the cherry auctions in Fresno. Yeah,
totally. I forgot about that. That's years back for me though, because I'm old. But yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
So Patino School of Entrepreneurship, it starts from 10th grade and goes through 12th. Most high schools are 9 through 12. Where did you go to 9th grade?
I went to actually Hoover High.
Hoover High.
Yeah.
Nice. Knights, I think. Right? No?
Patriots.
Why the change to Patino?
Well, I got into a lot of trouble at Hoover. And yeah. So, because going from my middle school to Hoover, it wasn't very challenging because I went to Computech.
Oh, okay.
So, like.
And just for clarity for our listeners, because most of them aren't going to have the point of reference, maybe you could tell a little bit about Computech.
So Computech was a GATE program middle school that you had to get accepted into, and they had very high standards. It was all GATE programs, and it was a very hard school to get into. So you had to have like pretty much straight A's throughout elementary and have like good citizenship and stuff like that. So you had to work hard for your studies going there, and it was very hard to, like, if you ended up with straight A's at Computech, then you did earn it because the curriculum was hard. There was core classes, and then you had eight classes, and you went from 7:50 to about 3 o'clock every day. And then we had late starts on Thursdays where we started at 9.
Yeah, it's not like a grade on the curve kind of an environment, huh?
No, it was, we wore uniforms, so everybody looked the same pretty much. We all were uniforms, certain standards of hair and dress and everything.
Yeah, but a public school, so free,
yes,
as long as you qualify to get in it.
Yes.
And Patino's free as well.
Yes.
So you transitioned from middle school into high school, Hoover High.
Yes.
Not a great fit. It sounds like largely because not very challenging.
Yeah. I would get bored in class because I'd finish all the work in time. So I wouldn't have nothing to do. And my teachers couldn't give me the work for like the next day. So I would just sit there bored, and I got into some trouble. So I was like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work. And so Patino came to do a presentation at our school. And I was interested because they have computer science. They offer you programming. And that's what I was into. I wanted to go into computer science. So I figured, oh, this could work for me. I could see this going somewhere. So I decided to transfer.
Did you have any friends that you transferred with?
I had one or two. Yeah.
So you guys kind of like created this little group and said, let's go to Patino?
Yes. Yeah? Pretty much, yeah.
So we're in the room today with three other students.
Yes.
From Patino. What's your connection with these ladies?
Well, I actually met them my sophomore year. We all had the same class schedule mm-hmm. sophomore year. And then from there, we ended up on the same business team our junior year. So from there, our relationship has grown into pretty much our own little family.
Love it. So 10th grade, you transfer in.
Yes.
You build relationships, it sounds like, pretty quickly. Tell us a little bit about Patino School. Again, remember, our listeners have never heard the name before.
Okay, so Patino is an entrepreneurship school. It first started off with 10 through 12, but this year is actually the first year where they accepted freshmen. So now they have a freshman class. So now we have all four classes. They offer business-based classes to where everything pretty much connects into the real world and your businesses that you create your junior year. Your sophomore year, you get into like project-based learning and learning how to work into groups and how to be out there. And they show you how to pitch, what's good, what's not good, how to be confident when you're up there and how to speak. So you learn the basics, pretty much the basic skills as well, but a little extra. And you get an internship with Bitwise Industries your sophomore year, and you create their social media or their websites, local businesses, depending on which, either you're in online marketing or web design. So with online marketing, it's you create their social media, and then with web design, you're creating their website.
Which one did you pick?
I chose web design because I was into the whole coding thing, so I wanted to learn how to code and do websites.
Got it. And are you using WordPress or?
Yeah, we use WordPress and also Themify, and we use Code9 sometimes, and I think it's Cloud9 or something like that.
Okay,
as
what's
well.
Code9?
Code9 is where you code it out yourself. Uh-huh. You actually do all the coding.
So you
coding.
Actually get into the, I call it shell, because yeah. I'm old, but right? You
know, yeah.
You type and
yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Most of the people that are your age, are they doing, do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
I'm 17.
17. So, and so you're a junior now or senior?
Senior.
So this is your last year.
Yes.
So the first year, 10th grade, is about kind of building those basic communication styles, figuring out what you're going to do. Is that when you formulate a business?
No, that is your junior year. At the end of your sophomore year, they do a whole announcement of who is in your actual junior team. And then your junior year is when you figure out what you want to do for your business.
And then your senior year?
You continue your business unless your business doesn't do as well as you expected. So you either can break apart or start a new business with the same people.
So is it is the business like a real business or is it more of a school exercise? In other words, is there anybody buying anything?
Yes. Actually, if your business does really well, you can actually make profit off of your business. If you are able to market well and have a good base and a good idea, you're able to. And you can get funding and investment pretty much.
All in high school.
All in high school, yes.
Gosh, I think about like the fast forwards that would have given me in life just from a learning perspective. It's huge. It's absolutely mind-boggling. So are there any seniors that you're aware of who have actually made money?
Our business actually is the top business in our school currently with
right
the most money being made.
Congratulations.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
So maybe tell us a little bit about your business.
Okay, so my business is Coltax. And Coltax, we came up with two words. We put them together. It's culture and snacks. So we put those together and came up with Coltax. What we do is we have three different size boxes we offer, and in each box you get multicultural snacks. So our largest box is a multicultural snack box of your choosing. So you have the option between 3 to 4 different cultures, but we choose the snacks. We have our small slash medium one, which is just a single culture. So it's just the one, and you get to choose which one you want, and it's 8 to 10 items. And then we have our mini one, which it's basically a smaller version of our multiple one, but instead you get two big snacks and then the rest are kind of small. And then with each snack, you get the historical facts of each snack that is provided in the box.
So where are you buying the snacks?
We buy them locally. So we look into local vendors to see who has the best price and where we can find them. And we also do it based off of if we can find the information of those snacks, because we want to make sure our customers receive the facts.
So you're providing an information sheet along with the snacks?
Yes.
You didn't happen to bring a snack box, did you?
No, not today, sorry.
Oh, that's cold-blooded.
We do have pictures of our product. Nice. If you'd like to see one.
Yeah. We'll, you know what we'll do? We'll put those up on the website, okay. On the show notes, and then a link to them on the show notes, as well as a link to your website. So you said you're selling stuff. Are you selling stuff to, obviously your parents are excited about this.
Yeah.
Family members are excited, right?
Yeah.
Are you also selling online?
Yes, we actually have a full website running to where you are able to purchase a website and it be delivered to you.
How are you marketing it?
We go around school, we do a bunch of social media posts, and we're looking to outsource more, and we're actually looking into going like to local businesses, like say doctor's offices or something, or even wedding planners as little gifts and stuff like that. And also florists, just to put our name out there, and then leave business cards as we can. And we do flyers as well.
I love the hustle. Yeah. I love the hustle. Where are you getting the most customers from?
So far, it's been our own family and sure. Our teachers and school staff. They support us and buy box whenever we do a sale, or they try to buy box whenever they can.
Have you guys tried any giveaway type options, or maybe half 2-for-1 on Friday or something like that? Promotional opportunities?
Well, we actually teamed up with another senior team for an event that we did. So it was, if you bought a Coltax box from us for $15, then you received a free milkshake. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so we did that with them. And then currently at our school, we're doing a drawing competition for our boxes, because our boxes are so far just white. So we're looking for new ideas to design them with. So we did a competition within the school where if you can design one of our boxes and we like the idea and you win, then you can win our largest box and a free t-shirt.
That's pretty big. I like how you're keeping it in the school.
Yeah.
Are you using social media to market?
Yes, we have we have Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
No Pinterest?
No, we haven't looked into that yet.
I mean, it feels like your well, I said probably staring at her. She'd be wrong. I think there's a story there, but we're not going to dive into it. So Pinterest could be really interesting for you. There's a local entrepreneur who started a company called Created with Love, mm-hmm. which is date in a box, basically. So when you guys are older and getting serious relationships, married, whatever, dating with your spouse becomes a lot less exciting than it was in the early days. And so what this does is basically gives you it's a date in a box. So it's something that's, you're not expecting. You guys, take it to the wherever it is you're gonna go eat dinner, open it up, and it gives you guided conversations, questions to ask, activities to do, that kind of thing is really interesting. Oh, okay. But the reason I bring it up is because his number one sales channel has actually been blogs. So bloggers that are have identified their content with relationships, they will do a product review, and then on that product review they'll give a link to their website. The second most impactful way that they're getting customers is through Pinterest. And all they do is they open up the box and they have these attractive photographs of the content of the box along with the information about it, so that consumers know what to expect, and they're getting a lot of eyeballs. You know, it's like, if you know what you want, you go to Google, but if you don't know what you want, you go to Pinterest, and that's where you that's kind of the mind space. Well, let's talk a little bit about your experience with each one of the platforms. Start with Twitter.
So for Twitter, it's not very active, but we do try to keep up because we're trying to figure out how to promote our business on there, as well as keep it trendy for the students or for the people that look at it, so they can reshare it and repost. And we use a lot of hashtags to get noticed more. So we try to make it to where people are understandable, but we still get our business across and to the point of what we do. Mm-hmm. And then we try to keep it like teenage friendly, so we totally. So we can target that audience as well.
Yeah, for sure, right? I mean, that's where you think about like all the people that are popular in your generation, or in terms of who your target market is. I would really think about jumping in on some of the conversations. So I've gotten a lot. I post on Twitter. That's my number one social platform, and it has been. I've been on it since 2007. Yeah, long. I'm that old. You were, anyways. So the. But Twitter for me has been very successful in terms of when I engage with other people's content, it's less successful for me when I just post stuff, right? So what I found is that the consumer wants to hear about themselves. They don't want to hear about me, as it turns out. And as you know, as interesting as I think I am. And so if I kind of turn it around and say, wow, I really like that post, that's interesting, or whatever, figure out how I can add value to the conversation, then my level of engagement, the number of people that are responding to me, really increases, which is kind of cool little hack. You might want to think about that, especially if there's people that you've identified, you know, people that are posting on Twitter that are in your target market, right?
Yeah.
So who do you think is your target market?
So far, we honestly don't have one because we want to target everybody because our boxes are honestly for anybody, because if you want to try something new.
Because the price points are low enough.
Yes. So if you want to try something new, then you have the opportunity to try something new. Or if you do know the snacks, but you want to learn something about it, then you learn, you have that education behind it, you have the fun. And then we also used recycled paper at the bottom of our boxes. So it's friendly, it's earth friendly, so we're not wasting any other paper. And then we just try new things. Our boxes, we do certain like holidays. So we target the holidays and stuff like that. And so we pretty much target anybody that wants to try new things, that likes to travel but can't travel.
Yep.
So we bring it to you so you have that experience without having to go out there if you can't.
Very cool. I like the cultural exposure, right? I would think like moms that might want, that have maybe not really young kids, but kids that are old enough, you know, post, so like maybe first through fourth grade, could be a good target market. You know, they've got their children for a long period of time, so they could actually, you know, go on the internet, learn about a particular area, and then taste the food, right, of that culture, which might make it a more sort of like product, more whole experience for the kids. Every kid's gonna be like, ew, it's not chicken nuggets, but still, right? That's fine. That's fine. What about Facebook and Instagram? How are you using them?
Facebook, we do post. That one is kind of targeted to like more parents because a lot of the older generation likes to use Facebook. So we try to target them and do posts to where they are related to it. And we try to make it to where it seems like it's good for the kids, even though it's snacks. But the education behind it, we try to promote that to where you learn and you're learning something new and it's something interesting that the kids can find, because as they're eating it, they can read the back of the snack or they can read the paper and figure it out where it's from, what it, like how the culture uses it or what it does or where it started from.
Nice. And Instagram?
Instagram, that is pretty much our main social media platform that we try to use. We feel like everybody's on there for the most part, whether it be moms, teenagers, or parents, or whoever it is, or local businesses themselves. So we try to create posts of just ourselves or of our boxes, or giving them like fun facts of the day or something like that, or have a good day. So that way we're just out there. And then we always have the link to our website just in case they want to order. And then we tell them about our specials and stuff like that.
Have you tried using Snapchat at all?
We were going to do it, but then we realized Snapchat really isn't going to work for us unless we get people